The intrinsic and organic building up of the church as the body of Christ, week four. The intrinsic fellowship of the churches for their organic relationship. Lord's Day. Related verses. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says, Jesus is accursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Verse 20. But now the members are many, but the body one. Verse 22 and 23. But much rather the members of the body, which seem to be weaker, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we consider to be less honorable, these we clothe with more abundant honor. And our uncomely members come to have more abundant comeliness. Verse 26. And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or one member is glorified, all the members rejoice with it. Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 16. And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, and to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer little children tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching and the sleight of men, and craftiness with a view to a system of error. Beholding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.